A wild turkey hunt and a tone-deaf turkey. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. One of the best turkey hunters I've ever known is Wayne Pearson, an old friend of mine. But he's got a story about the art and the importance of calling. This might surprise you.
David, I turkey hunted for years now. I love to hunt. The reason I love to turkey hunt is because you get the whole experience. You can set up, and believe me, about 95% of a turkey hunt is setting up. You knowing where the bird's going to fly down, you knowing where the bird's going to go when he flies down, and then you try to intercept that bird and sound better than that hen that's out there talking to him. David, when you talk about setting up on a turkey and that calling is only 5-10% maybe, that should tell everybody you don't have to be a great caller as long as you're set up right. I was sitting there one time and calling, and I heard something coming to me, and I said, man, whoever that is don't know anything about calling turkeys. That's the worst sounding turkey calling I've ever seen in my life. And I thought it was somebody coming through the woods just calling to try to get a gobbler to answer. And boy, I tell you what, all of a sudden that person it sounded like just got closer and closer and closer, and I looked up and it was a hen. And I tell you what, she was going yak 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 yak. I said, golly, this must be an old hen that's just gone really hoarse or something.
And by the way, Wayne's gotten the Grand Slam 3 times. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.